TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up. Hey. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Hey. Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Hey. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Quavo.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe up, pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe up, pipe it up.
She was a basic till I piped her up.
She was a basic.
I'm just doing my dab, I call it the pipe it up.
Damn.
They know that I'm having Blue Benjamin. They know I'm on top of the pyramid. They know I'ma go to the Guinness.
Know it.
All this dabbing dripping.
Damn.
Piped up in the city.
Piped up
with your piped up.
Piped up
intervention.
Piped up.
Piped up new edition.
Hey.
When a start talking. Got a pipe for the ammunition. Yo, walking around piped up. When she see me, she blowing kisses. Feeling like Aladdin, Quavo the genie. I grant you 3 wishes.
Genie.
You know I do magic, Quavo Houdini. I touch the pack and get it missing.
Pipe it up,
pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Hey. Pipe it up. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up.
Hey.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Take out. This time turn it up. I'm a young rich screaming, I pipe it up. Benjamin's all day, I seen like a dinosaur. Look at your diamonds ain't bright enough. I seen them you using the catapult. Play with it, open that snow like a hockey puck. Pipe it up, no riding piper. They biting the blood, but the mingo got the title. So none dabbing don't know how it happened. I've been since then on you, that's matter.
Hey.
Don't forget, the daddy in stores now, wire in fast. Pipe it up, this is gonna be the new anthem. My cup's swerving in the black panorama. Pull out the camera when you see me, Christian Louboutin hopping. Now that's an animal. Now remember, so we made this song. Nobody said pop it up. Now that we drop it, we gon' f*** em up and have everybody screaming, pipe it up.
Pipe it up.
Pipe it up in the club while I'm on the not the furniture.
Get up.
Shoot a money ball like Steve Kerr. Pipe it up, I got them f***s on reserve.
Pipe it up. 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 I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular, hype it up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular, hype it up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Going on, everybody. Hey, listen, I saw a face pop up on the TV over the weekend, and I could have swore it was a member of the Migos, but it was not a Migos member. It was damn it, Jacquees. Jacquees burning up the interstate in Atlanta, throwing stuff out the window like, whoop. Listen, somebody need to tell these young dudes it's only a misdemeanor in Atlanta. But when you start to speed and elude, and now you're trying to throw stuff out of the window, you picked up charges for nothing. But guess what? You piped up. Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. What's going on, everybody? 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. Special guest tonight, up close, personal, back again, author Kenneth Briggs. Hey, yo, he got a new book called The Cleanup Crew. It's Take the Dolph. Cleanup Crew is the name of the book. You know, I'll rename some ish in a minute. It's Cleanup Crew, not The Cleanup Crew. It's Cleanup Crew. We're going to talk about that and much more, but before we go any further, all the way live from the ATL, because I'm live out of Colorado Springs tonight. Give it up, hot chocolate. What up, man? Hey, did you see that story over the weekend?
Hey, I did, and it was crazy. What's going on? First of all, TM Hyman Radio family, happy Memorial Day weekend coming to an end. Thank you to all those who have sacrificed their lives, all about what this holiday is about. Nothing else. Let's recognize that first and foremost.
Secondly,
yes, I did see the news about Jacquees. And if I'm reading the news correctly, this is like his second arrest here recently for the same thing. Now, the whole it's a misdemeanor is kind of sketchy, right, in Atlanta. Because doesn't it depend on what part of Atlanta you're in, whether it's north or south?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
I live near Perimeter Mall, and I believe that in Dunwoody, I'm going straight to jail.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And do not pass go and do not get out of jail very quickly. So
it is certainly sketchy. But this is my point, like a reason why I brought it up, because, I mean, people traveling, you know, in and out of Atlanta, they now heard about this law. And what we're talking about is, like, marijuana is now a misdemeanor, depending on the size, of course. But, I mean, this dude picked up, I mean, he was driving and he had to be high. Because anytime we see them lights, we get paranoid anyway. But can you imagine seeing those lights, paranoid, like, why you blazing seeing those lights? You take paranoia to another level. Listen, folks, you can't elude and you can't get rid of evidence. You're picking up, like, unnecessary charges. But that's
well, he didn't get rid of it all anyway. They found some in the car, but that's neither here nor there.
But he was
and he was driving 112 miles an hour.
Yeah. Come on, cats. I mean, you know, you make a little money, get a little recognition. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
I know
a lot of
cats in Atlanta, you know, flossing, you know, got money, got resources. We got resources, but we don't have
to
always act a fool, though. I mean, pay the fine, of course, but don't make it like number three. Learn something from the lesson. Hey, we got a special guest tonight. This is not about Jacquees.
It's not.
You know, we got a special guest tonight. I just see too many cats in situations who got platforms to do idiotic stuff. You know, it's frustrating sometimes. Up close and personal with our special guest tonight, author Kenneth Briggs. He was here last Monday, got cut short just a little, so we're bringing him back Motivation Monday. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, author Kenneth Briggs. Hey, welcome back, brother.
What's up? Good evening. I appreciate you coming back. Back for another time.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, behold the green and gold, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
We represent HBCUs tonight.
No doubt.
It's all about NSU. We all NSU alumni up in here.
Behold
the green and gold, baby.
No doubt.
Kenneth, tell the folks a little bit about who you are and tell them how to – I keep saying the cleanup crew. Tell them how cleanup crew came about. Because I want to dive right into the story. It sounds interesting as hell. But let's talk a little bit about you and how you came up with this story.
Okay. First off, my name is Kenneth Briggs. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn. I'm married. My wife also is a fellow Spartan. also, I have two beautiful daughters. My story cleanup crew originated from ideas that was in my head, just floating in my head. I have a cleaning company, and my two partners, who are mentioned in the book, Marshall Burton, Alfonso Brown, we're the three characters, main characters. Of course, you know, change names. Let everybody know now, put this disclaimer out, all the criminal activity is false.
Because
I'm getting that. I'm getting that. I get that a lot. But most of it is personal. Got some personal things growing up that I went through, that I experienced. Also with my relationship with my dad. Also how we loosely based off of the story how I met my wife back when we was in school. And like I said, all these were just ideas in my head, and I just sat down in front of my laptop and just put it out there. I took it to my two partners and showed them a little rough draft, and they were just blown away by it. So I kept going with it. I had some issues deciding on what I'm going to do as far as self-publishing or sending it to major publishing companies. And once I decided to do the self-publishing route, I had to go through a lot of obstacles with that. But I'm glad I made that decision. So we're here today.
Self-publishing, you said there were a few obstacles. We've had tons of authors on over the years, and I think everybody's story is unique, but the common thread in the midst of the stories is, you know, most went self-publishing. What were some of the obstacles that you faced initially? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you can actually pick up the cleanup. You can pick up Cleanup Crew on Amazon right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
I'm going to download it to my Kindle. I started reading a little bit about
the
story. The fact that you just said the names, one of my questions were these real people? And you came out the gate validated these are real people in the story. Go to Amazon.com right now, pick it up, Cleanup Crew. What were the obstacles with going self-publishing?
Well, the first obstacle I would say was that when you submit your manuscript to these publishing companies, most of them, they have like a year to a year and a half waiting period before they get back to you. Also, you know, just like any other company, if they help you with anything, eventually you're going to have to wind up paying on the back end. Once I decided that I wasn't trying to let somebody hold my material for that long, I said, look, I might as well just go ahead and with all this social media and all the word of mouth, I can probably generate a good, you know, enough feedback to hopefully get the attention from some major publishing companies so that I can sit down and come up with a deal that's beneficial for me with them, or get some interest from some actors or producers or directors, and do the, you know, which the end game for me, which is to get this on the big screen somewhere, whether it's Netflix
or
something. So I said, let me just get that buzz out there.
Dude, so you have no idea, and I'm not sure if Regina's even gone down this path, but for me, the little bit of the story that I read was so vivid. I am a audio video producer. I am a producer.
Okay.
And for me, when I just thought I heard where you was going with that, I got extremely excited. Extremely excited. Bro, I don't know, you know, who you're talking to. I don't know what opportunities are out there right now, but I would love to be a part of helping to create this into a visual that possibly we can pitch to Netflix.
Right.
I got a little
inroad.
I got some inroads. And so, you know, at the top of the show told you we all about helping helping authors. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal tonight with we'll be right back.
Talk Radio Show.
Real talk, real people, real time. TM Radio Live, the social lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, 9:15 p.m. here on Money Motivational Monday. That was a mouthful.
Happy Memorial Day.
917-893-9926 is the number to weigh in. And we are up close and personal with our special guest tonight, my alum from NSU, Kenneth Briggs. What's up, Mr. Briggs? Got the cleanup crew out there on those Amazon shelves is where you can buy it. Now, my question to you, and I think we touched a little bit on this when you were on the show last week, but do you have a writing background? Do you have a communications background?
No, I don't. I don't have, I wasn't a mass comm major. I was a business management major.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, write for school papers or anything like that. I didn't, you know, have a blog or whatever. I just had a lot of ideas. And with this story, it's funny. I didn't even write an outline or write this now. I literally kind of freestyled it just based off of my memory, and I just sat down in front of my laptop and just let it flow. I don't know how it came about like that, but that's how it came out. But I just, like I said, we all have a story to tell, you know, whether it's a testimony you give in church or it's a story that you make up, a bedtime story for your kids. Everybody got a story to tell. It's just that you just have to learn how to elaborate on it and find your target
story,
market.
Right.
And that's
right.
It. My original market was for us brothers. Because we got this thing out here that brothers don't read, you know. And I get a lot of feedback from the brothers that read the book. They're like, I don't read books, but I'm going to read this, and this was great. And I'm waiting for the next one. I'm like, that's all I want from you. I want you to open your mind, expand, and you know, we can build on it. There's a lot of things in the book. It's got, you know, relationship issues. It has the suspense. It has the criminal element. It has the bond between the three main characters. It's a little bit of everything all in one story. Well,
just motivating someone to open and read nothing itself to me.
Yes. I'm glad that you guys are, like I said, the reception from the book has been phenomenal, and I appreciate the love from everybody that has it and everyone that will buy it. But stay tuned for part two.
Well, listen, I mean, speaking of love, I mean, from the book, I mean, I'm just going to read you some of the customer reviews, you know, for Cleanup Crew. Again, you can go to Amazon.com right now, Kenneth Briggs. That's B-R-I-G-G-S, Kenneth, Cleanup Crew, Amazon.com. 5 stars. Somebody from Brooklyn actually put, great book. You'll actually think you're a part of the story. I see another 5 stars. I expect more great stories from him in the future. I'll actually, you know, read a few of these. Great, quick, and interesting read. 5 stars. Great read. I absolutely love the book. That was LBBLI Princess. I mean, they go on and on and on. A great book. Kept me on edge from start to finish. I'm looking forward to the future books of this author. We're talking to the author tonight up close and personal, Mr. Kenneth Briggs. One thing you just said, bro, that I really respect and I appreciate. You said you did it for the brothers. Because there's this, I don't know what words you said, but I'm going to say it's a damn myth that brothers don't
Yes,
read.
It is.
It's a damn myth, and it's a lie at the end of the day because, listen, you know, they don't want us to read. So, you know, we can make them think we don't
Correct.
Read all day long. You know what they say, not just about brothers, but they say it about anybody with dark skin. They say put it
right.
in a book and we'll never find it because we don't read.
That's right.
You feel me?
Yes.
Listen, folks, not only do we read, damn it, and not only do our vocabulary reflect that we read, we write to you some of my... Listen, I'm just saying.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Listen, brother, I respect the work. It's creative. It's edgy, and it's practical. It's practical.
Yes.
Many of us are looking for business opportunities and find ourselves in situations where, you know, we didn't expect it, and you got to make a decision. And what you ask is, was the decision justified?
Right.
Listen, folks, you got to pick this up. You got to pick this book up.
What?
As one of the comments said, it'll make you feel like you're a part of the story. Go ahead, bro.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, yeah, I wanted to put it in the aspect of I want everybody to get involved and feel a part of it. And then when you get to the end, you're like, well, what I would have done in this situation. This could have happened. This situation that happened to these three young men, anybody. So I just wanted everybody to leave with the fact that did they do the right thing, or if I would have did that too, or, you know, just to, you know, to give you something to everybody to think about afterwards.
So what we have not done is we kind of did this in reverse. And so we wanted to give you an opportunity to go to Amazon and check it out yourself. Listen, the paperback is only $15. The Kindle is like $6.99. And for some of y'all cheapos that want the paperback and you don't want to pay $15, you can get it as cheap as $11.01. Somebody else can already read it, and we put it back on the shelf for you with your cheap ass. Listen. Kevin, Alfred, and Mitchell, three friends with ambitious goals, become successful business owners. They purchase a commercial cleaning franchise in the ATL. One night after cleaning for one of their clients, they witnessed a brutal and horrific crime that not only jeopardizes their lives, but also the lives of their loved ones and their faith and their relationship. Their friendship becomes challenged due to the situation they find themselves in. Listen. This could happen to any of us. They're forced to make choices they never imagined. And most importantly, listen, they got to deal with the potential consequences of these decisions. Did they make the right choices? Are those choices justified? The only way you're going to find out, damn it, is if you go get the book. Clean Up Crew,
yes.
Amazon.com. Right now.
And I can definitely see that playing out in the big screen. Absolutely.
In a movie.
I already see it. Yeah, me too.
I received that.
If you're
in the Atlanta area, and I just went by the bookstore today to be up, Nubian Bookstores in Morrow sells a book. So you can go get it. If you can't wait for Amazon, then you can go purchase it there. It's Black-owned. Bookstore. So go in there and show your love to my man Marcus over there.
What's the name of that bookstore? One more time.
That's over here by us. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the bookstore again?
Oh,
what's the name of the store again?
Nubian Bookstore. Yes.
Yep. Nubian.
Morrow, Georgia.
Got it, folks. Morrow, Georgia. If you are, and we definitely got folks tuned in the ATL. Listen. Download it to your Kindle because we just technological these days, but also go pick up the paperback. Go past the store because it's a Black-owned store, and we support Black-owned businesses up in here, right? That's right.
Right.
Nubian,
that's right.
Books in Monroe, Georgia. And if you can't spell Nubian because you know they think we can't read, let me help some folks. N-U-B-I-A-N. Nubian.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Brother, for a young author that's afraid to step out there, afraid to be critiqued, afraid that, you know, he's not going to say it right, write it right, what feedback, what encouragement do you have for that brother, that sister?
First, believe in yourself. If you have a story, That's the basis right there. You got to start. Find out what your market is, your target market. You want to write for the ladies because, you know, the ladies, they read and they got all the novels. They got all the authors, too. They got the industry. So if you want to cater to women, go ahead and do that. If you want to cater to everybody, there's enough room for bookshelves for all kind of topics that you want to just put it out there. You got other ways of doing it. Like I said, you can do it the self-publishing way, or you can go the publishing route, or, you know, you could just generate things word of mouth on the internet, at your job, you know, Twitter, everything. So, but first of all, once you get the confidence, go ahead and make the moves, make the sacrifices, because it's going to be a financial strain. And you got to weigh your options and just move with the – take it easy. Don't try to, you know, like I did. I got discouraged many times. I put it up, didn't want to be bothered with it, but I had a lot of people in my close circle, my wife, my sister, my mom, who always kept bugging me on it. When you going to do it, what you going to do, when you going to get back to it? So that I would get back in there, get back in the flow, and then we here today. Never give up. And I told my kids this, never give up and pursue what your passion is. And I never thought I would be a writer, but I'm here now. I got a story to tell, and I'm trying to tell it to the world.
No doubt. That's excellent feedback, bro. And you said it, you know, earlier, everybody has a story to tell. We all have stories, first and foremost. And it really comes down to how we tell our stories.
Right.
That really makes it count. Familiarize yourself literary works. I mean, I don't know who doesn't know about the autobiography of Malcolm X. But you know what? The reality of that is if you really have to be a certain age to really know about Alex Haley and right. the autobiography of Malcolm X. Listen, that's a great book. Familiarize yourself with Alex Haley, Bell Hooks, you know, All About Love. I mean, listen, I mean, who doesn't know Toni Morrison, Beloved?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you have to familiarize yourself. Come on, Ralph Ellison, The Invisible Man. I mean, you feel me? I mean, come on, people. We like to be great, and we ain't did a damn thing to make us great. First of all,
right.
you got to acknowledge and recognize great people and great works. Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to throw in another name who I kind of mimicked his style, Donald Goins.
Yeah.
I have all his books. I read all his books.
I have read.
And I always wondered, why
yes.
these things are not on the major screen. But his style of writing, I kind of adapted that. And he's somebody that I put in high regards because all of his books are true stories. Like, happened. He actually went through this stuff as a, you know, all his ups and downs in life. He put out there for everybody to see. And he wasn't afraid of that. And that's what I from I got from him.
Donald Goins novels are movies within paperback. They are fantastic.
Yes. Tanisha Coates, James Baldwin. I mean, it goes on and on, folks. These are all everybody we just mentioned are all African American authors. Hey, we out of here, my brother. You're welcome to come back anytime. Much respect. Ladies and gentlemen, go pick it up. Clean Up Crew, Kenneth Briggs, Amazon.com. Gina, take us home, baby. Back Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Everybody, take a look at your circle. Who is with you? Who's not with you? Those that are encouraging you to be better and take encouragement for them to be better, that's who you need in your circle. Everybody else, start knocking them off. Get the negative Nellies off. Shake them off. No joy killers, all right? Join us back on Wednesday. We are the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, the General, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston. B will be back Wednesday to chop it up. And again, thank you to our special guest, Kenneth Briggs. Go pick up the cleanup crew.
Thank you, guys.
See him on the live funk radio show. Real.